all across the body of Christ, there's a renewing of the mind right now. All across the body of Jesus, across the globe, there's a mental deliverance that's taking place. Literally. We were born and saved to think the thoughts of Christ. And anything less than thinking the thoughts of Christ to us doesn't work anymore. We've just decided, God, we were born to think the thoughts of Christ. That's why you went to the cross for us, why you rose again for us. And we're raising the watermark back to be able to think the thoughts of Christ in every situation. To make sure that what we're believing for, what we're thinking is actually lining up with the Word of God in every situation. Not too long ago, the Lord began to speak to me about a part in the brain right back here at the back, the brainstem, top of the brainstem, called the RAS, the reticular activating system. And how it's a filter that helps us to focus on certain things and not focus on other things. In other words, it helps us to prioritize what we should be thinking about. Our brain is so brilliant. And I'm thinking, God, how do we stay focused on you? Because I know the stem of a lot that's happening right now is because our minds are going sideways. There's so much information floating around in the second heaven just above your head that would love to grab your brain space. But yet, there's a place in our brain that God created so that we could prioritize what he was speaking to us and make sure that we think the thoughts of Christ. Your eyes are connected to it. Your ears are connected to it. Your nose is connected to it. You take in information. And then your reticular activating system is like a big search engine. It goes throughout your day looking for ways to confirm to you the things that you prioritize. Busy. And so from a medical perspective, I've asked Dr. Leo Savage to come and talk about the RAS and what it does and how they're treating patients right now, especially in COVID, to realign their thought process.
First of all, it's wakefulness. Without the RAS, you are in a coma. That's it. And there are a lot of people spiritually walking around in a coma because they don't have the Spirit of God to light their spirits on fire. Come on, light them up. But let's all just say it. It's for our activation. Activate. Next thing it does is it monitors and regulates our sleep cycles. How many in this last season have had some shredded nights and sleep times and so forth? I mean, I don't know. There are those in this room that God wants to say, no, I want to give to my beloved in sleep. We're going to take that back. For like 4 months, I had this specter come every time I closed my eyes, and I asked Bobby about it. And he says, man, you're on the map of some principality in your area, man. We need to pray over that. And that broke. You know, so there are things like that that are resting over us that are actually coming against our ability to rest and sleep. So we want to take that back. The third thing, a lot of women will understand this very well, is it creates blind spots to unneeded input. Women know that because the man, okay, watching the TV, sports are on. I mean, he's totally tuned out, right? Lights are on, no one's home. He knows that it's creating that blind spot, right? So that's awesome, but we want to be active to what God has for us. The fourth thing that it does, it functions like an executive assistant. Executive assistant. Every one of us get to have an executive assistant that we can direct to actually begin to work on things in our lives. So it's pretty amazing. The RAS never rests. Night and day, it will continue to solve problems, align to our values and goals, 24/7, 365. It never rests. It is, the RAS is to our brains like Becky Hobby is to our church here. This is her job description right here. Come on, Becky. Becky never rests. She will continue to work to solve problems and align to the values and goals of this house. 24/7, 365. So think about that. Part of that is imagine Becky working for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what our God has given us in that gift as an RAS. So we have to reclaim that. How many want to reclaim that back? You know, I do. All right, so fifth thing. The RAS cannot tell the difference between precise imagination and visualization and reality. If you think it intensely enough, it is real as far as your brain, as far as your body is concerned, as far as your brain is concerned, and your body will have to follow along. Does that make sense? So if you visualize it, you experience it. That's why so many golfers, people that do things, visualize the thing before they do it. It does. It works. It's true. That's just part. They're just tapping into that. A lot of people on the internet tapping into this RAS stuff. But it's true, because what God makes is true, but God can make it better. Amen. Sixth thing it does, it activates our fight or flight response. So lions and tigers and bears, oh my, you know, that's dating me a little bit on a movie quote. You know what I mean? It's the Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz movie. But it will activate your fight or flight response. If you think that someone's outside that door, you will respond as if someone really was out there in the dark outside that door. Your brain will turn on your adrenaline like that. Your high blood pressure, pulse will go up. Adrenaline, glucose will be released. All these things that are there. But if we visualize and we activate the wrong time, the wrong way, all that stuff becomes destructive. So seventh thing, it helps regulates all of our routine body functions that we don't need to think about. God wants us to do. And the eighth most interesting thing, it governs and allows us to and aligns with our self-perception. There's an area, literally your whole body is projected on your brain like a picture. And if you stimulate that brain, neurosurgeons, the person will feel whatever it is on their body that surgeon is touching in the brain during open brain surgery. Isn't that amazing? And sometimes they let people be awake when they have brain surgery because your brain has no pain receptors directly. So the skull is taken off, they'll pick a piece off and then they'll touch it and a person will say my left leg or my arm or whatever. You have projection there, but the RAS has the projection in a deeper way. It will work to confirm what Bobby is saying, our stated or imagined positive or negative statements or beliefs that we make about ourselves.
So what I'm asking the Lord is, what does a healed RAS look like? What is the RAS as God intended it look like? How about the Holy Spirit just communicating with you unseen things, great things, kingdom things, and that your RAS goes and spends all day and all night confirming the kingdom of God to you, the word of God to you, who you're called to be, what you're capable of in this life, who you are, your real identity, nonstop. Imagine that thing going for you to confirm to you what the word of God is for your life. Why am I praying over my RAS? Because I want it to work full time for me. I want it to go out. Your Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. God can speak to you about higher things because your filter now has a grid for it. What if God's speaking to you about stuff, but your RAS is not prioritizing that? It doesn't know to search for it. But if God's trying to speak to you and your RAS doesn't have a grid, it's not on the map, it's going to discount it, shove it to the side, and not prioritize it. But what if the opposite is true, and when God spoke to us, our RAS woke right up and said, yes, God, I believe for that, and then begin to go search all day long to confirm that truth? Isn't that brilliant the way God created us? So we wonder why Ephesians 4 says, 4:23 says, to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Because the spirit of your mind can connect with Holy Spirit and begin to comprehend the things that you couldn't naturally comprehend. That's why RAS and the Holy Spirit need to be friends.